Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3, the Friday ride home, and that means that we do the Outdoors Outlook presented by Nanticoke Outfitters. It's my pleasure to have Captain Dave Fletcher join us every Friday to give us an outlook on what's happening in the outdoors. So, Dave, I know last week we talked about turkey hunting season. It's winding down a little bit, though, right? So people, if they want to get out, they're going to have to do it soon.
That's right. The Delaware season especially, they are running out of time because tomorrow is the last day. Now, in Maryland, we still have 3 weeks left on the Maryland side. But I will tell you, those turkeys are getting a little smarter. You can still coax them in with some subtle calling. And I'm going to tell you, that's my pro tip for the turkey hunters. Right now, less is more. So definitely get out there, see if you can enjoy some more turkey hunting. Now, let's talk fishing, because we don't have much more to talk about on the hunting side. The rain has cooled the water temps quite a bit, but there's still good fishing available. And, you know, we talked about this last week. We touched on snakeheads. May has always been a great month for snakehead fishing because they're in this pre-spawn pattern. And that means for us as anglers, they're aggressively feeding. White paddle tails, or my personal favorite, a minnow with a bobber, is doing really well with the snakeheads. Now, trophy rockfish season just started on Monday, and good Lord, the weather has been a little rough for those guys out there this week. Monday, I saw a lot of pictures of 3-foot rollers out there, and unfortunately, the season ends May 15th, so you've got to get out there. You've got a small window to enjoy that trophy rockfish season.
And I have noticed on social media, Captain Dave, that there have been some nice trophy rockfish being caught despite those conditions.
Yeah, the rockfish bite is definitely there. It's just been tough with the wind and the rain this week, but you could definitely get out there and still enjoy some of that. Now, more importantly, if it's too rough to get out on the big water, hit the tributaries for catfish and white perch. We talked about those over the last couple of weeks. They're still pretty consistent, and that's a great thing to do. Speaking of tributaries, something we haven't talked much about is largemouth bass. They're in their post-spawn patterns, which means you should be fishing the edges of grass beds with spinnerbaits, rattle traps, and jerk baits.
Now, Captain Dave, you know, bass fishing has always had that fun aspect to it because you can really kind of do it from anywhere. You don't need to have a boat, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Gary. And that's the cool thing about where we live here on the lower eastern shore. There's so many bank fishing opportunities for the non-boating angler. Now, I've been out of my boat this week in Ocean City because our charter season has just started.
And I know that you had a good week fishing despite the crazy weather we were talking about. Do you think it will carry over for our weekend warriors?
Yeah, I definitely think it will. And that's what I want to share in this episode is I want to make sure people take advantage of the weather this week because fishing was good this week. It's going to be better this weekend. This week, we caught some nice-sized togs over the wrecks with sand fleas. We were catching rockfish around the bridges, the jetties, the bulkheads, all with soft plastics. And the flounder slowed down just because of the rain and the decreased water clarity, but that's going to pick back up this weekend. At least I hope so, because I do have a few flounder parties this weekend. Now, in Delaware, flounder are still being caught in the Indian River Bay on white bucktails.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great weekend of fishing and turkey hunting. For those in Delaware, you got to get out by tomorrow to do that, right?
Yes, that is right. It is. And I hope folks get out and enjoy this excellent weather that we're going to have this weekend. If you can't get out to hunt or fish, there are some other things happening that you might enjoy. The Ocean City Spring Fest started yesterday, and that runs through until Sunday. That's at the OC Inlet. It's free admission. A lot of vendors, food trucks, the boardwalk, of course, music. One of my favorites, Marty Stewart, is performing Saturday night at 7 p.m.
Ah, Captain Dave, you going to be having a Marty party, my friend?
Absolutely. I tell you, he has always been one of my favorites going back to the rockabilly days.
Yeah, great stuff. I mean, you think about all the hits he's had, Hillbilly Rock, Tempted, one of my all-time faves. Whiskey Ain't Working Anymore that he did with Travis Tritt. Just great stuff.
Absolutely. That's the Whiskey Ain't Working Anymore is one of my personal favorites as well. It takes me back to my younger guitar strumming days when I was in a cover band and we did a lot of Marty Stewart songs. Easy to play, fun to play, and always great to listen to. But hey, if you like to enjoy our outdoors on two wheels, this Saturday is the Maryland Coast Bike Festival in Ocean City. That starts at the West Ocean City Inlet, and it's going to head down towards Assateague Island. You can visit bikeride.com for more information. In closing, I appreciate you following along, and as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula. And Gary, in honor of Cinco de Mayo, adios, mi amigo.
Adios, and stay safe, my friend. That is your Outdoors Outlook presented by Nanticoke Outfitters that we do every Friday here on the ride home on Coast Country.